Caverly. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly and I have been bringing you this news alert program since 2003. We thank many of you kind listeners for cards, well wishes, donations, and prayers during Christmas. Tonight, we kick off January with a double focus. Is the bioweapon killing machine and plandemic, part two, about to kick off again? And the second focus is to again expose the New York illegal immigration situation, one undoubtedly influenced by America's allegiance to foreign gods and Satan's Moloch baby-killing machine. Last summer, we talked about the influence of the House of Dragons on New Yorkers. Last week, I discussed how Ohio public school children can get release time to study precepts of Satan. And Elizabeth reminds us of New York City lit up pink for infanticide celebration under Mayor Cuomo. Our valued Northeast contact sent us a revealing article about illegal immigration in New York. And then we have a companion article entitled, Locals Facing Crime Toll Speak Out. I don't feel safe in this area. Sharon Shields, 50, who lives in the Queensbridge Houses development, said parents are afraid to take their kids to local parks and playgrounds because migrants race electric scooters and have sex there. Said Shields, this is not a third world country. We can't just let anyone come into our neighborhood and do whatever the F they want, unquote. Stuart Gleiber, 82, and his son Doug, 51, said the arrival of migrant shelters in Long Island City has been a gut punch to the community. Since 1998, the father-son duo have run a successful wooden box-making company out of an office building they own on 10th Street. But they're now considering relocating after a former Holiday Inn across the street began housing migrants. They claim that new neighbors routinely take over the block for rogue activities, including dangerously firing up a barbecue with a propane gas tank next to plywood, the Gleiber's store, and a lot for their business. Side Stewart, quote, we called the police. The police removed them, but the next day they were back. Doug said the migrants, quote, party every day. So there's beer, food containers everywhere. This is our business. We have people who come in through the front door. It's not a really professional way to have it, he said. On Thursday, a Post reporter witnessed migrant men brazenly speeding and popping wheelies up and down 10th Street. Others sat along the street and sidewalks, which were littered with empty cigarette boxes and food containers. A young boy watched while getting a haircut on the sidewalk. In Jamaica, New York, one resident said his block has become a complete nightmare since a migrant shelter opened three doors down on Liberty Avenue, with many of the new arrivals spending their days outside drinking booze and smoking weed. Some were kicked out of the shelter, formerly the Van Wyck Hotel, for bad behavior, but later returned in vehicles to park on the street and sleep, recalled videographer Craig Richardson. He said, I don't know where they're getting the money for to buy the cars, said Richardson, 53. And when they have to go to the bathroom, where do they go? In my backyard. He also blames migrants for littering the block with all sorts of debris and attracting, quote, huge rats, unquote. And he said, we get tickets for garbage because they throw trash all over the place.
Lou, are you reading something about Calcutta from 20 or 30 years back?
Well,
I'm so sorry. It's New York City, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. I guess it's like a Rip Van Winkle. I've woken up, to a different world. Let's hear about these rats.
Yes, they say they're big ones, all right. And the person goes on to say, we get tickets for garbage because they throw trash all over the place. Why do I have dirty baby diapers in front of my house when I don't have kids here? I'm picking up beer bottles, weed bags, diapers. Over the past year, Midtown has been the scene of wild clashes between migrants and cops, including one in May at the historic Roosevelt Hotel, and another in February, where a gang of migrants launched a vicious attack on two NYPD officers at Times Square. The gap between quality of life between the Upper West Side and Upper East Side of Manhattan made sense to longtime residents told about the data obtained by the Post. There are 8 migrant shelters and zip codes on the west side, while the east side only has 1 shelter, the once posh Bentley Hotel on East 62nd Street. Here we have a quote. It makes people who live on the upper west side frustrated that they can cross the block and go on a 5-minute or 10-minute walk through Central Park, and it's like being in a different city, said activist Maria Danzillo, 67. She went on to say the potential for feeling unsafe on the west side has a lot more potential because of the shelters. You shouldn't feel safe like there's 2 cities separated by a park, one that feels safe and one that doesn't.
And again, listeners of the Divided Kingdom, please tell others to visit DividedKingdomRadio.com and go into our listening archives. There are many important warnings there. Our March programs about China, many other important programs, because it's up to us, the remnant, the true Christians who will stand up, who will tell the truth about the aborted fetal cell-derived COVID shots, when the leading pastors of America would never tell the truth. Instead, they advised their congregations to get the shots. It's up to you to help wake up those good, decent Americans who are left. We cannot have this continue, because the ultimate plan is not just to get these, what did Hillary call them? I'm trying to remember. There was an awful word. Oh, was it the undesirables?
No.
No, it's something worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember what
I
it is. The refuse? I don't know. Anyway, it's not just to get them, because eventually they get the unfortunates. Then they move up the ladder. They're coming for you. They're coming for your farms, your homes. And we'll be talking about an important UN-type conference that's coming in September. We're not out of the woods, because they plan these 15-minute cities, and they will round up the people, and you will not have cars, you will not have freedom, and you will be like the hapless people that we're seeing being experimented on now.
Yes. We'll be interested to see whether Trump's pick, Tom Homan, will change the lives of native New Yorkers who have to coexist with the 7,000 immigrants at North America's largest housing facility, Queens Bridge. It is very clear that the overall NWO, New World Order plan, is to depopulate, starting with the poorest, most helpless citizens. A man forced to pick up diapers in his yard. Well, that's only the beginning. As Elizabeth has commented, the largest Planned Parenthood locale in America is, by design, in the black neighborhood of Houston, Texas. But there has been nothing in recorded history to equal the COVID vaccine killing machine. Before we look at the ongoing horrors, we have to warn you, an emergency alert, that Groundhog Day may be about to do a rerun. Some scattershot pieces of info may be merging into a concrete, grave emergency warning you must pay attention to. In the last year, a WBJC Radio Baltimore announcer proclaimed that J.D. Vance owns stock in an mRNA company. More than a year ago, we reported that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified before Congress about U.S. covert bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Earlier reports told everyone that Russian General Igor Kirillov and his men discovered something very much like weaponized bird flu virus in one of these U.S. covert labs. Now, we hear in the last 2 weeks that Kirillov has been assassinated, and that some of the assassination tools used link back to the U.K. and the Western powers. Around the same time period, a radio commentator reported this, and the fact that the high-level reps of Eli Lilly and Pfizer had met with incoming President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and that they have been assured to have good communications venues with the White House. Also, Trump has appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head HHS and investigate the link between childhood vaccines and autism. Alex Jones reported years ago the rumor that RFK Jr. had met with Trump at the White House after Barron Trump had possibly been affected by vaccines. This is a worthy goal, but is it really just like the Durham report, something designed to pacify John Q. Public? While much worse is planned, COVID death redux? Is a new or in a new bird flu or other bioweapon form? Another strange piece of the jigsaw puzzle was the incomplete article we recently reported on from the People's Voice. The article began to mention Trump surrounding himself with political figures who had been integral to COVID vaccines. But the People's Voice broke off before ever mentioning any names or persons. It seems now that we must look at the news blitz of various facts, and what we find, folks, is not at all comforting. In fact, we are telling you this may be a 4-star red emergency alert here in the beginning of the new year. We are going to look at some ominous facts, as well as marvel at the COVID-19 vax death count, moving on closer and closer to making the Deagle Report for 2025 come true. Many fewer Americans alive. Depopulation, again, secretively installed. But before we read a shocking article, let me say that my colleague, Elizabeth, has expressed to me at various times the hope that key Operation Warp Speed figures like Donald Trump and Anthony Fauci would repent for their past deeds. Pastor Billy Crone, in his new book, Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, and the Planned Destruction of America, on page 186, describes an interview with Family Leadership Summit. Here's an excerpt. Family Leadership Summit asks the question of Trump, "You use the word Christian. Have you ever asked God for forgiveness?" Donald Trump responds, "That's a tough question. I'm a religious person. People are so shocked when they find this out. I'm Protestant. I'm Presbyterian. I go to church, and I love God, and I love my church. Norman Vincent Peale was my pastor. The power of positive thinking. He was so great. He would give a sermon, and he never wanted to leave. Sometimes he would give a sermon, and we might think about leaving a little early, even though we're Christian. He would give a sermon, and I would still remember his sermons. It was unbelievable. What he would do is bring real-life situations, modern-day situations, into the sermon, and you could listen to him all day long. When you left the church, you were disappointed that it was over. He was the greatest guy, and then he passed away. He wrote The Power of Positive Thinking." Now, Family Leadership Summit asks the question, "But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?" Trump responds, "I'm not sure I have. I'm just going on, trying to do a better job from here. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong, I think I just try to make it right. I don't bring God into that picture." And now, here is an article that seemingly completes this unfinished report from the People's Voice of November 26, 2024. This is entitled, "Why is Trump surrounding himself with Operation Warp Speed accomplices?" It's by David Duchaine from his Fort Fairfield Journal, December 11th of 2024. And he writes the following. Donald Trump campaigned to drain the swamp in D.C. during his first run of the presidency in 2016. He got elected on that mandate, then didn't follow through. Now, with his second term coming up after winning the 2024 presidential election, he once again is promising to drain that swamp. However, one can be forgiven for having a sense of deja vu as Trump selects two crocodiles from the D.C. swamp to be his Surgeon General and Treasury Director. For Surgeon General, Trump has nominated Dr. Jeanette Nesherwat. Dr. Nesherwat has a claim to fame as a vociferous proponent of the government's COVID narrative throughout the stage pandemic, even though it has been proven to be mostly wrong. She continually advocated for the experimental gene therapy, mRNA, COVID shots, despite the fact that those shots have been attributed to the deaths of tens of thousands of people and have maimed or permanently injured hundreds of thousands of people with such side effects as stroke, myocarditis, heart attack, Bell's palsy, neuropathy, and brain aneurysms. Dr. Neshawat takes a myopic view by ignoring the negative side effects while cheerleading for the fake vaccines that have been proven over and over again to be neither safe nor effective. Quote, Neshawat also falsely claimed the vaccine stopped transmission of the virus, although the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, only admitted this was false in late July 2021, wrote Yudi Sherman at the Gold Report, named after Dr. Simone Gold, founder of America's Frontline Doctors. He went on, Neshawat could not have made that claim based on scientific data. Pfizer admitted to having no data on the vaccine's effect on transmission. Even the World Health Organization had already said that vaccination was ineffective at stopping the virus. At the time, the only reason to think the mRNA vaccines stopped transmission was because media pundits and government doctors said so. Unquote. Neshawat also was a vehement advocate for the use of face masks and staunch supporter of CDC guidelines on the issue, even though the CDC's own studies and others from around the world proved face masks have little to no effect on stopping the transmission of respiratory viruses. Neshawat also perpetrated the lie that children were ending up in hospitals in record numbers with COVID when everyone else in the world knew by then that children were the least affected by the virus. And yet, this COVID deep state stooge is the one Trump looked to for his Surgeon General. She was also an advocate for censorship for any message or scientific study which contradicted the government's phony COVID narrative, and for quashing any criticism of the alleged quote-unquote vaccines, a brand new technology which had never been used in humans before and had no short-term or long-term safety studies. In fact, the distribution of those toxic drugs masquerading as vaccines to the general public at large was the safety study, conducted in real time on unwitting participants, many of whom are still suffering from the negative adverse events to this day. But those victims had no idea how dangerous the experimental drugs were, because that information was not allowed into the mainstream conversation among the public. Quote, Trump's pick for Surgeon General, Jeanette Neshawat, praised Facebook for censoring anti-vaccine sentiment and wanted other companies to do the same, wrote Dr. Simone Gold, MD, on X. She went on, silencing those raising legitimate concerns about an experimental vaccine is wrong. Shame on her, unquote. But the hits keep on coming. Trump also nominated a George Soros associate, Scott Bessent, who worked as a money manager for George Soros, to be the Secretary of the Treasury. Half of Bessent's $4 billion in capital for his own firm came from Soros. George Soros has been criticized by Trump's MAGA base for donating billions of dollars over the years to left-leaning news organizations and publications who push the radical agenda of the left, such as transgenderism, woke nonsense, and other values that are in strict opposition to the traditional family values held by most Americans. Time magazine reports that Wall Street CEOs are cheering Trump's selection of Bessent. Quote, you know what that means. If the CEOs are cheering Donald Trump's pick, workers are not, said comedian-turned-political commentator Jimmy Dore. He went on, you can't be pro-Wall Street and pro-worker. They're diametrically opposed to each other. And then we have a quote. Billionaire Donald Trump is draining the swamp by filling his cabinet with neocon war hawks and Wall Street oligarchs, said political commentator Ben Norton. He went on, his Treasury Secretary pick is billionaire hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, who worked for Democrat-aligned billionaire George Soros. The U.S. is an oligarchy, unquote. While attending Yale University, Bessent was president of the Wolf's Head Secret Society, similar to the other Yale secret societies of Skull and Bones and Scroll and Key. Quote, How do we go from Elon Musk claiming that George Soros fundamentally hates humanity to Donald Trump nominating Scott Bessent, a former colleague of Soros, for Treasury Secretary, commented Red Pill USA. They told us to trust the plan. While claiming to be a longtime Republican supporter of Trump, Bessent has also given generously to Democratic candidates such as Al Gore and Barack Hussein Obama. And once again, that was by David Duchesne from the Fort Fairfield Journal. And now we move on. UK government buys millions of doses, of new bird flu vaccine amid pandemic fears. And this is Lou speaking. Sometime earlier in 2024, the Divided Kingdom brought you an article claiming thousands of bird flu vaccines were already being sent through various regions of the U.S. And now we have this from the United Kingdom. The British government, and this, by the way, was from The People's Voice by Liam Harris, December 3rd, 2024. The British government has secured a contract for more than 5 million doses of the human H5 influenza vaccine in what they claim is an effort to bolster the country's defenses against a potential pandemic. They say pandemic. Then we have FDA advances Bill Gates' Replicon mRNA bird flu, quote-unquote, vaccine. This was from Slate News, November 13th of this year, by Frank Bergman. The Biden-Harris administration, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has given the green light to advance a new, quote, self-amplifying, unquote, mRNA vaccine for bird flu. The new so-called vaccine is being developed by Arcturus Therapeutics, a Bill Gates-funded company specializing in mRNA-based pharmaceuticals. On Monday, Arcturus quietly announced that the FDA approved the company's investigational new drug application for its ARCT-2304, quote-unquote, vaccine. ARCT-2304 is a self-amplifying mRNA injection targeting the H5N1 avian influenza bird flu virus. The self-amplifying or Replicon mRNA shots contain the equipment needed to make more of itself once it enters the cells. And then from the People's Voice, December 14th, 2021, by Sean Addy Tabatabal, hundreds of vials of Disease X go missing from Gates-funded laboratory. Hundreds of Disease X samples have gone missing from a Gates-funded lab in Queensland, Australia. The 300 missing samples were discovered in August 2023, but the incident is believed to have occurred earlier, perhaps in 2021, when a freezer used to store them broke down. SHTFplan.com reports these virus samples went missing in what is described as a jaw-dropping, and this is in quotes, a jaw-dropping and alarming breach of biosecurity, unquote, according to the National Pulse. This news, which first emerged in August 2023, but didn't get much attention, has sent shockwaves through the medical and scientific communities. This news is emerging now as bird flu threatens to mutate to readily infect humans. Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, continues to spread in Africa. The Democratic Republic of Congo faces an unknown and mysterious virus. And Rwanda grapples with an, quote, I bleed disease known as Marburg virus. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls announced Monday that his department is investigating the disappearance of 323 samples from the state virology lab. Queensland Chief Health Officer John Girard informed reporters that the missing virus samples would rapidly lose their infectiousness without proper freezer storage. He further stated that there is no indication that the missing samples, especially the Hendra virus, have been used for biological warfare purposes, according to the report by the National Pulse. Some evidence has surfaced that the monkeypox outbreak was the result of a biolab-manipulated virus that could have been released on purpose to cause infections. We can be, quote, rest assured, unquote, that this leak did not have an impact on public health, the authorities in Australia have said. Nichols said that there is, quote, no evidence so far, unquote, of any public health risk due to the missing vials. And then we have a companion article, this one from SlayNews.com. This is by Frank Bergman, December 10th, 2024. Hundreds of deadly virus samples reported missing, that's in quotes, missing, from BioLab. Scientists warn they could be, quote, weaponized, unquote. Scientists are raising the alarm after hundreds of vials of deadly virus samples have reportedly gone missing from a virology laboratory. Experts are warning that the missing viruses are a major breach of biosecurity. That's in quotes, by the way, a major breach of biosecurity. The vials reportedly, quote-unquote, vanished from one of Australia's leading biolabs. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nichols announced that 323 of the vials of live viruses are now unaccounted for. These include nearly 100 vials of Hendra virus, 2 of hantavirus, and 223 vials of Lyssa virus. Next, Bill Gates admits he uses children in India as guinea pigs for risky medical experiments. This is from The People's Voice by Baxter Dimitri. The date was December 3rd, 2024. So here we have another mention of Bill Gates' role in all these. Globalist billionaire Bill Gates has openly acknowledged on camera that he considers India as his personal, quote, laboratory, unquote, for unregulated medical experimentation, and his children as guinea pigs for controversial vaccine and drug trials. Gates, the unelected world health czar, has long been accused of having a, quote, godlike willingness to experiment with the lives of lesser humans, unquote. Now, in a stunning revelation, Gates has openly confirmed what many have long suspected, admitting that these accusations hold true. During an interview with Reid Hoffman, uploaded October 30th, Gates said that he believes that this kind, and this is in quotes, kind of laboratory, unquote, will result in a place where people of the world are, quote, better off, unquote, in the future. Next, from The People's Voice, also by Baxter Dimitri, December 13th, 2024, Biden grants Pfizer and Moderna legal immunity for COVID vaccine crimes until 2029. The Biden administration has quietly extended a controversial pandemic-era policy shielding COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers from facing justice for injuries or death caused by their products until 2029 at the earliest. The move effectively grants pharmaceutical companies immunity from accountability, sparking outrage among those demanding justice for the millions of victims of the experimental COVID mRNA vaccine. Officials at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, justified the extension by citing a, quote, credible risk, unquote, that the pandemic could return and spiral out of control within the next 4 years. This is despite COVID-related deaths and hospitalizations hitting historic lows. The Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, or PREP Act, was initially enacted in 2020, in part to encourage vaccine manufacturers to speed up their research of COVID vaccines without fear of being held legally responsible for life-changing side effects and deaths. This extension, which had last been renewed in May 2023, also protects healthcare workers and hospitals who provide the shots from being sued. Now, we move to John Kerry. John Kerry calls for depopulation of billions to fight climate change. This was from The People's Voice, also by Baxter Dimitri, November 28, 2024. John Kerry has reacted to Trump's election victory by calling on Joe Biden to declare a, quote, climate emergency, unquote, granting government agencies sweeping powers to enforce climate lockdowns and compel citizens to, quote, unquote, behave. And then we have, back to Bill Gates. Gates Foundation virologist admits global elite designing viruses to cripple Trump presidency. This was also by Baxter Dimitri, People's Voice, December 7th, 2024. The global elite are reportedly planning to unleash a new wave of deadly viruses strategically timed to disrupt political events and further their agenda for total global control. Now, from Zero Hedge, December 21st, 2024. A dozen eggs hit record high prices as bird flu ravages farms. Global food inflation has entered a dangerous phase of re-acceleration. New retail price data shows supermarket prices of a dozen eggs have soared to record highs. The surge comes amid an ever-expanding bird flu outbreak that has led to the culling of millions of birds, denting the size of the nation's egg-laying hen population. Newsom declares emergency over bird flu outbreak in California. From the People's Voice by Neam Harris, December 19, 2024. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency after new cases of the H5N1 avian influenza virus were found in dairy cows in Southern California. And this is Lou speaking. Now, we have warned those of you who are alert to the flashing red warning sign. Emergency. Is the killing machine coming again? Next, we look at the Holocaust that is still happening worldwide from the lethal COVID shots. Here we have the headline by Hunter Fielding at newsaddicts.com. Number of vaxxed 5 to 11-year-olds dropping dead from heart attack skyrockets. Sudden heart attack deaths are skyrocketing among 5 to 11-year-old children who have received COVID mRNA vaccines. Reports of young children suddenly dropping dead are surging. A 7-year-old Maine boy, Evan Briggs, collapsed while playing football. Here we have a quote. I watched him run off with the football in his arm, and I went and gathered my water bottles, and when I turned around, he was down, unquote. And then another quote, their son went into sudden cardiac arrest, unquote. More tragedies. A fully jabbed CBS News anchor dies after horrific brain bleed. And his death, this is Lou speaking, his death right almost up to the minute. December 17th, The People's Voice by Sean Eddie Tabatabai. A fully jabbed CBS News anchor suffered a fatal brain aneurysm last week, leaving colleagues and family members in a state of shock. Anna Orsini, who was fully vaccinated against COVID, suddenly dropped dead after receiving her scheduled winter vaccines. The NewYorkPost.com reports, quote, last week we lost a beloved member of our KOLD news team. Anna Orsini was our anchor, a leader on the morning team, and most importantly, a great friend to so many at the station. That was written by co-anchor Corey Kowitz on social media. Kowitz also wrote, I had the pleasure of working with her during the morning. Rest in peace, Anna. And a similar article, fully vaccinated Fox News doctor Kelly Powers, who survived on-air heart attack, dies from turbo cancer. This was from The People's Voice by Baxter Dimitri, December 4th, 2024. Fully vaccinated Fox News contributor and Dr. Kelly Powers died Sunday following a series of health problems, including heart failure and a battle with brain cancer. And we go on. Alexis Lorenz's nightmare injury, shocking vaccine horror revealed amid media blackout. And this one was by Kate Stevenson, September 24th, at newsaddicts.com. Alexis Lorenz, a 23-year-old woman, suffered a devastating injury after receiving three vaccines at once. Within 10 minutes of the injections, Alexis went temporarily blind and started vomiting. The situation worsened when the staff at UC Irvine mocked Alexis's injuries. They subjected her to extreme delays when she requested help. And more. Super fit triathlete suffers deadly heart failure after second COVID vaccine. This was from newsaddicts.com. also by Kate Stevenson, on October 1st of this year. A super fit triathlete, NG Doyle, has spoken out about the severe heart damage she suffered after receiving the Pfizer COVID vaccine. The 56-year-old mother of two was told there was a 1 in 10 chance she wouldn't survive surgery to address the medical complications that followed a second dose of the vaccine. Prior to getting vaccinated, Doyle had no health problems and was extremely active, participating in triathlons and half marathons. And now back to the effects upon children. Bombshell study finds 1.7 million vaccinated kids now have, quote, severe heart defects. This is from the People's Voice, November 19th, 2024. Millions of children who received the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine now have irreversible and severe heart defects, according to a new preprint study. And what about the mothers? Pfizer admits jabbed mothers 400% more likely to have deformed babies. Also, the People's Voice, this one from December 1st, 2024. Pfizer has been forced to admit that expectant mothers who receive their COVID-19 mRNA jab are 400% more likely to give birth to a deformed baby. Then we have former Pfizer executive says COVID jabs were designed to sterilize 99.9% of men. This, too, from the People's Voice by Sean Addy Tabatabai, November 12, 2024. Former Pfizer Vice President Dr. Mike Yaden has warned that COVID jabs were designed to intentionally sterilize 99.9% of male recipients. And then, from the Slate News by Frank Bergman, November 10th, Cleveland Clinic warns wave of mass deaths will wipe out COVID-vaxxed within 5 years. The prestigious Cleveland Clinic has issued a chilling warning of an incoming wave of deaths that will kill off huge numbers of people who received COVID mRNA, quote, vaccines, unquote. However, rather than issuing a red alert to the public about the looming catastrophic death wave, the Ohio-based nonprofit Academic Medical Center quietly dropped the bombshell in a recent update on its website. According to Cleveland Clinic, mass mortality is expected to surge due to a ticking time bomb of myocarditis among the COVID vaccinated. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle, or myocardium. This inflammation weakens your heart muscle, making it harder for your heart to pump. And here's another side effect. COVID shot ingredients have tainted blood products, according to a research article. This from Infowars.com, October 4th. And some points at the top, getting a blood transfusion or organ transplant likely means indirectly getting the COVID vaccine. One may be curious as to if the requirements to get vaccinated with a COVID shot to receive an organ transplant may be to muddy the waters in regards to possible exotic technology-based side effects. The article goes on to say, a peer-reviewed research article published Tuesday reported that ingredients in the exotic COVID injection technology, that's lipid nanoparticles, modified mRNA, adenoviral DNA, and or spike proteins, those have tainted the blood transfusion and blood product supply. And now, from across the ocean, Japanese study calls for global ban on contaminated blood donations from COVID-vaccinated individuals. This by Baxter Dimitri, September 16th, The People's Voice. A major Japanese study has called for a global ban on blood donations from COVID-vaccinated individuals to, quote, prevent further expansion of blood contamination, unquote. Another study, finds COVID vax decimates IgA antibodies, destroying immune systems and raising disease risks. This was by Baxter Dimitri, also from the People's Voice, November 12, 2024. A peer-reviewed study reveals that COVID mRNA vaccines drastically reduce mucosal IgA antibodies to nearly undetectable levels, weakening immune defenses, and massively increasing vulnerability to COVID-19 and thousands of other diseases. According to virologists, mucosal IgA antibodies, especially those targeting the receptor binding domains of the virus, play a fundamental role in the immune system's ability to prevent respiratory infections. These antibodies act as a, quote, first line of defense, unquote, blocking viral entry at cell receptors, thereby reducing infection risk. However, recent research suggests that after mRNA vaccination, the levels of these critical IgA antibodies are decimated. Then we have father expresses deep regret after forcing daughter to take COVID shot that killed her, by Frank Bergman, Slate News. The date was August 31st of this year. A devastated father has issued a statement expressing his deep regret at forcing his young daughter to take the COVID mRNA shot that killed her. The father, Yi Jun Jae, from the town of Pyongnaek, South Korea, has issued a video statement with a warning for others about the danger of blindly trusting government advice. He warned, a healthy young girl died suddenly of a brain hemorrhage caused by the COVID mRNA injection she received. Her family is now calling on citizens around the world to carefully consider all the facts before making important decisions about health. Back to Japan. Japan officially names COVID mRNA vaccine, quote, most deadly drug in history of humankind. This was November 7th from the People's Voice. In a stunning declaration, Japanese scientists have labeled COVID-19 vaccines the most deadly drug in the history of medicine, asserting that the individuals responsible for this global health crisis must be prosecuted. And back home in the USA, Florida updates guidance for COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. Do not use in any situation. The Florida Department of Public Health issued a bulletin Thursday updating its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine guidance to advise against anybody using the vaccines in any situation. Quote, based on the high rate of global immunity and currently available data, the state Surgeon General advises against the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, unquote. And we have another side effect of all these vaccines. We have this quote. This is by Bradley Greer at Diswire.com. Insurance companies going bankrupt due to a tsunami of deaths from the COVID vaccines. This was November 4th, 2024. The damage delivered by the COVID-19 vaccines is putting insurance companies in, quote, very serious trouble, unquote, due to the soaring death rates across the world. According to a report from Richard Substack, the tsunami of death as a result of the shots will be soon followed by mass destruction of the economy. The report says, quote, governments, public health ministries, and Big Pharma are not talking about what is coming because they are deeply complicit in despicable genocidal crimes. But there are a number of prominent world-class medical scientists explaining what is in the cards over the next few years, a tsunami of death due to the billions of so-called COVID-19 vaccines that were injected into hordes of victims in countries all over the world, unquote. The article, which cites Dr. Dolores Cahill, says the mRNA vaccinated will be dead within 3 to 5 years, even if they had only one injection. Cahill's 25 years of experience include work on how proteins and antibodies can be used in biomedical applications, including biomarker discovery, diagnostics, and personalized medicine. Cahill's, I believe they have that repeated, so let me go on. Now, insurance companies, including the well-known Gecko Insurance Company, and they say we cannot name it for legal reasons, are on the brink of bankruptcy due to the burgeoning death rate. We can only imagine how badly other less prominent insurance companies are faring under the unprecedented death rate. Saunders writes, too many people are dying. The normal actuarial tables are no longer applicable. If the insurance industry collapses, so will the global financial industry, as insurance companies are an integral component. Saunders also says, quote, It appears that casket and coffin manufacturers, funeral homes, morticians, morgues, graveyards, cemeteries, backhoe operators and gravediggers, crematoriums and the like will have plenty of work if they can avoid dying themselves. Other industries and the great bulk of the workforce will take it on the chin, unquote. As we reported last month, Belgian virologist Dr. Gert van der Bosch warned about looming collapse of immunity among the fully vaccinated, resulting in widespread global turbo cancer, heart attacks, strokes, and ultimately death. Bosch describes a massive, massive tsunami that will overwhelm hospitals, destroy the economy, and thus cause social chaos. He says, quote, you will see what will happen. For example, in the next coming weeks, is more and more cases of more serious long COVID. And then, Philippines sounds alarm, births plunging, deaths surging among COVID vaxxed. This too is by Frank Bergman, November 21st, 2024, from SlayNews.com. Experts in the Philippines are sounding the alarm as the nation continues to suffer a surge in excess deaths since the rollout of COVID mRNA so-called vaccines, while birth rates are falling far below sustainable levels. Official government data shows that the country's population has plummeted by almost 1.3 million people since the mass vaccination program emerged in early 2021. The alarming figures were revealed in data from the Philippine Statistics Authority. The nation's highly vaccinated population suffered a major drop between 2020 and 2023. When the data for the years up until 2019 are considered a baseline, there have been 908,566 fewer births than expected from 2020 through 2023. And in addition, there have been 386,939 excess deaths during the same period.
Very sobering things, and we do not think there is a political solution right now. And we do wonder whether we are coming to the time of the Great Tribulation. Lou, we're going to change the order a little bit, and I'm going to go to this article about COVID. More than 100 million Americans agree COVID vaccine is killing large numbers of people, survey reveals. This was July 12th at the People's Voice, Baxter Dimitri. So these were the results of the latest Rasmussen National Survey, which reveals the people are slowly but surely waking up to the truth about the experimental mRNA vaccines, another depopulation bioweapon horror. And we do urge all of you listening, new listeners as well as other listeners, to request a copy of our book, COVID and Coming Chaos. It is complimentary. You can include a few dollars, perhaps $3, $5 for postage costs, and you can request a number of copies if you know some people who really will not trash the book, but will keep it as an historical record. And with that, we move to the important excerpt from our book. It is a chapter about the celebrities' deaths. And Lou, take it away.
Died suddenly. Celebrity casualties. Some of America.
Oh, before you get started,
yes,
we do not want to miss giving the contact information. When you request the book, please just write a little note, and if you want to include a couple dollars, not necessary if you don't have it, write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. That's Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and ask for our new book, COVID and Coming Chaos. Begin again, Lou.
Yes, this chapter is entitled Died Suddenly, Celebrity Casualties. Some of America's best-loved celebrities sadly perished during Operation Warp Speed. Bob Saget, the popular TV father in the beloved Full House series, was one of the first notable casualties. Here is an excerpt from naturalnews.com editors, January 10, 2022. Article by Kellen McBreen, republished from Infowars.com. The Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Office announced on Twitter Sunday that legendary comedian and actor Bob Seger was found dead in his hotel room at age 65. Quote, earlier today, deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton Orlando, Grand Lakes, for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room, the Post stated. The man was identified as Robert Seger and pronounced dead, or deceased, on scene. I should say Bob Seger, and pronounced dead on scene. Detectives found no signs of foul play or drug use in this case, unquote. Notably, Saget admitted during a December 13th episode of his podcast, Bob Saget's Here for You, that he received a COVID booster jab just days before. He said, I went to the pharmacy the other day and got a booster shot. I should have gotten it in my arm, but I got it in my butt. I try not to preach. I got my booster shot. I got my booster shot the day before yesterday, Saget said towards the end of the podcast. On November 28th, the comedian posted a joke about the booster shot on Twitter. Throughout the pandemic, Saget frequently promoted the experimental mRNA shots on social media. In a February tweet post, the Full House star insinuated the COVID vaccines would eliminate COVID by 2023. In May, the comedian talked with CBS News about vaccine hesitancy and, quote, real facts, unquote, about the vaccine. A post from August declaring, I don't want to preach, went on to ask followers to, quote, please get your vaccine today, claiming they save lives, unquote. The vaccine appeared to be a huge joke to Saget, who wants just as he gets vaccinated 5 or 6 times a day and still feels great. Saget's family said in a statement, we are devastated to confirm that our beloved Bob passed away. 2 weeks ago, a New York Times editor died from an unexpected heart attack just one day after he received the Moderna COVID-19 booster vaccine. Meanwhile, as mainstream media ignores the data and big tech silences any dissenting viewpoints online, a report from the UK Health Security Agency reveals vaccinated people made up nearly 75% of COVID-19 deaths in Britain from December 6th to January 2nd. The COVID death syndrome did not end with Operation Warp Speed concluded. In 2023, and no doubt 2024 and 25, the mRNA timed life termination model will continue to depopulate. During 2023, we have learned that Elon Musk was another famous figure harmed. And here's a little quotation from David McBloom, LifeSite News, January 21st, 2023. Billionaire and entrepreneur and Twitter owner Elon Musk announced that he had, quote, major side effects, unquote, after taking his second booster shot of the COVID jabs. The illness he experienced after the booster left him wondering if he would suffer permanent damage, and that's a quote, permanent damage from the injection. In a tweet shared Saturday morning, the Tesla and SpaceX founder shared the following reception of his second booster. He, quote, felt like he was dying for several days, unquote, before adding a hopeful note that no permanent damage may have been caused. Musk later added that his cousin, who was young and in peak health, had a serious case of myocarditis following inoculation, leading to his hospitalization. Indeed, so-called vaccine-induced myocarditis has been indicated in a growing number of cases of sudden deaths, often in young and athletic men from around the world. And Dr. Peter McCullough said in comments to LifeSite News, quote, this SARS-CoV-2 outbreak was bad enough as it is, but now the vast mass vaccination program, which has been administered to two-thirds of the world's population, has been a debacle. Recall that we had COVID-19 in 2020 for the full year, and there really wasn't an increase in all-cause mortality. But it really ticked up in 2021 and 2022. Skyrocketed, in fact. And the only new exposure now is mass vaccination. We're seeing it across the world recently, unquote. McCullough also suggested that 37-year-old Oklahoma country singer Jake Flint, who died suddenly in his sleep in November last year, might have been a victim of the jab. Quote, The working diagnosis is that it's subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis, said Dr. McCullough. In light of the uptick in sudden adult death syndrome, blamed for the unprecedented hike in numbers of young men suffering fatal cardiac arrest, McCullough argued that vaccine-induced myocarditis as a result of COVID inoculation ought to be presumed. Responding to Musk's tweet Saturday, McCullough said that his adverse reaction to the COVID booster is a case of reactogenicity, which he stated increases from the first to the second jab by 80 times and increases further by the third shot. And another case, Elvis Presley's beloved daughter, Lisa Marie, sadly became the next casualty. And this was excerpted from a U.S. magazine. The title, Austin Butler Reacts to Lisa Presley's Death After Elvis Biopic, by Meredith Nardino. January 13th, 2023. My heart is completely shattered. Always on his mind, I am eternally grateful for the time I was lucky enough to be near her bright light and will forever cherish the quiet moments we share. Her warmth, her love, and her authenticity will always be remembered. U.S. Weekly confirmed on Thursday, January 12th, that the Tennessee native was hospitalized after going into cardiac arrest. Hours later, her mother, Priscilla Presley, announced that Lisa Marie died at age 54. It is with a heavy heart that I must share the devastating news that my beautiful daughter, Lisa Marie, has left us. The 77-year-old, who was married to Elvis Presley from 1967 to 1973, told People magazine in a statement. Very strangely, revisionist reports have just emerged in summer 2023 that Lisa Marie died from some kind of blockage. What happened to the earlier reports, including U.S. magazines, that authenticated Lisa Marie's emergency situation with a cardiac arrest? Is there some kind of cover-up for still another post-COVID vaccine death? Money and power throughout time have always been able to obscure the truth.